At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome in, everyone, to this Bastard Series Prediction Show. The Red Sox are just coming off a series loss to the Washington Nationals, losing 2 games out of 3. They now continue their road trip in the Bronx, taking on the Yankees this weekend. I'm your host, Jason Kelly. I've got Charlie Smith with me. I've got Terry Cushman with me. Guys, let's dive into this very important Yankees series as the Red Sox season feels like it is on the ropes. And we will start with Friday night. Hope you're willing to pay for Apple TV Plus because that's the only way you're going to see this game. It's on Apple TV Plus 705. Brian Bello pitching for the Red Sox. No one listed for the Yankees as of this recording, but we surmise it might be an opener type situation. Maybe some Michael King, maybe some Johnny Brito, something like that. Charlie, who do you like in game one?
I can't go against Bayo. Bayo's going to be the guy for me. I've been saying it for a while that it's going to take an act of God for me to pick against Bayo. This is the future of the Red Sox staff. He's shown moments where he can be that guy to strike out a handful of guys close to 10, 7 on the way, and had a streak of 3 quality starts before having that broken up against Detroit. Just kind of a bad clunker, but this is a perfect get right game. New York is scuffling, so Bayo game one.
Terry, who do you got?
Well, I'm really not in love with Bayo's last half a dozen games. I mean, every other game's been bad. So 1 start ago, he gave up 4 earned, only lasted 4 2/3 against the Tigers. Go back 3 starts ago, 6 innings, 4 earned runs again. That was against the Mariners. And then middle of July, 5 starts ago in Oakland, of all the teams to get roughed up against, he gave up 6 earned runs, only lasted 4 innings. So those were 1, 3, and 5 starts ago. Kind of sandwiched in there. He did have some decent starts, just 1 earned run against Kansas City and 2 earned runs against the Atlanta Braves. So I don't really know what to make of him, but he's not facing Gerrit Cole, who pitches the day after. He's not pitching against Domingo Germán, who had some bright spots before some substance abuse issues ended his season. So based on that, I'm going to give the edge to the Red Sox, but could I see the Yankees putting up 7 or 8 on him in Yankee Stadium? I can absolutely see that. But at face value, with the Yankees not having many decent options outside of a couple of starters, I just can't pick the Yankees to win that one.
Yeah, this is a scary one because to me, this is your most winnable game of the series, and I don't feel 100% confident about it. I've been a little bit worried about Bayo the way he's looked recently. I wonder if that innings count, that pitch count, is starting to really get to him. I wonder if he's starting to run out of steam here towards the end of the year. Who knows what kind of pitching machination that the Yankees will throw out there, but if it is King opening, I've heard that they're trying to stretch him out. So if it is King, he's pretty good. He's a guy that they're very high on. And I could see him, especially given the state of the Red Sox offense, I could see him having a couple of shutdown innings. And if the Yankees jump out early here and they chase Bayo from that game early, your bullpen went through a lot this past series against Washington, probably more than it should have. So I'm a little bit worried about that aspect of it, though. But I do like Bayo against the Yankees. I think he kind of gets up for those games. So I could see him righting the ship against a team like New York, whose lineup is also just as a big a mess as the Red Sox is right now. So I'm taking the Red Sox in game one, but I'm not super confident about it. It's just kind of a gut feeling with Brian Baio. So I'll take the Red Sox game one as well. Game two, Saturday, 1:05 start, very early one. Cutter Crawford for the Red Sox against Garrett Cole for the Yankees. Charlie, who do you like?
Well, you know, every good thing must come to an end at one point. Garrett Cole is the Yankees equivalent. I can't bet against him. And Cutter Crawford just is not cut from the same cloth. No little cut, pun intended there. It's Cole for me. I mean, it's what else can you say? It's Garrett Cole, and that's the end of the sentence. So series split after two, Cole win game two.
Terry.
Cutter Crawford pitches far better on the road. We know that. I think he finally did just have a good start at home, but he hasn't been pitching well at all. I'm looking at his numbers from last season. Yeah, he had a pretty good start in July last year. 5 innings, just 1 earned. That was, although that was at home, but it was against the Yankees. Let's see, any other Yankee starts? Another one at home, 6 innings, 2 earned. So he does seem to pitch fairly well against the Yankees. So I don't know. I mean, he's arguably facing the worst Yankees lineup he'll ever pitch against. I mean, so many of these guys are injured. And I'm looking at the last 15 days of Yankees offense. The best hitter on the team right now is Gleyber Torres. Who do you think the second best hitter is? Just throw a name out there. It's not Judge. It's not Stanton.
Isaiah Kiner-Falefa.
Let's see. No. Any guesses, Charlie?
Outside of Gleyber Torres? Falefa, you know what's funny is that's like the sneaky pick, you know? Maybe he's doing better. Is Harrison Bader back yet or no? Is he still injured?
I think he's, because this is the last 15 days, so he's got 47 at-bats in that period, so he is back. I'll tell you.
He's
a very close third, but their second best hitter at the moment is Kyle Higashioka. They're very light hitting. This is just the last couple weeks, but Aaron Judge hitting just 220 with a 418 on base. So he is walking. Giancarlo Stanton hitting a not so robust 191. 309 on base, so he's getting his walks in too. But yeah, so just not a lot going on there. DJ LeMahieu a little bit banged up. Anthony Volpe is not having a great start to his rookie season. So I'm gonna pick Garrett Cole in game two, but I don't know where the offense is gonna come from. I really don't, but I can't pick Cutter Crawford to beat Garrett Cole.
Yeah, I could see the Red Sox losing this one 2-0. Garrett Cole's just gonna step on the mound and shove. And as far as where the offense comes from the Yankees, I'm predicting a 2-run Yankee Stadium special kind of home run off of Cutter Crawford, and that's going to be all they need, because again, just, I don't trust this Red Sox offense to wake up against Garrett Cole with the kind of year that he's having and the caliber of pitcher that he is. So I'll take the Yankees in game two as well. So that brings us to the series finale, game three, Sunday at 1:35. Clark Schmidt going for the Yankees. No official starter listed for the Red Sox, but we believe that will likely be a Nick Pivetta game. So Charlie, who do you got in the finale?
You really do want to say Nick Pivetta is going to do right for us. And Clark Schmidt had been doing decently well, except for that last game. But it was against Atlanta. He got absolutely tuned. Clark Schmidt is still, in my eyes, a rookie, even though he's been around for a couple of years. First couple of years, he didn't really pitch too much. So this, I really consider to be year two for him, even though he's had a taste of the bigs for 4 years. I think that Pivetta's already unfortunately showing signs of a little bit of fatigue here. And I'm shooting myself in the foot by saying this, but I'm going to give this one to the Yankees. And I think the Yankees will take 2 out of 3. Yankees win game 3.
Terry, who do you got?
Another tough one. Like Charlie says, Clark Schmidt, other than his last start against the Braves, which might have been the worst start of his career, he gave up 8 runs in his last start, 2 1/3 inning. Had pitched pretty well prior to that. But he's not a high strikeout guy for the most part. And I just... The Red Sox have been tooling on the Yankees all year long. I think they've only got 1 win against us. And Toronto finally turned it around, but that's a much better team, you know, on paper, offensively, and as far as pitching goes. I don't see the Yankees turning it around here. And even though Nick Pivetta seems to be trending the wrong way, I'm going to give an edge to the Red Sox here. And... I've got them winning 2-1 in the series.
I am not able to do that because Nick Pivetta in 7 starts against the Yankees is 1-3 with an ERA of 7.71. 3 of those starts have come at Yankee Stadium where he's 0-3 with an ERA of 9.82. He gets lit up against this team. He gets lit up at Yankee Stadium. He's already kind of trending in the wrong direction. Yes, the Yankees offense is pathetic this year, but I could still see them at least putting 5, maybe 6 runs up on him. And, you know, that might be all they need. Again, until the Red Sox offense shows me anything otherwise, I don't think that they can come back from something like that. So I think it's going to be open season on Nick Pivetta on Sunday. And I got the Yankees winning that. And the Yankees winning the series 2-1. So
it's interesting. We'll interesting that it's an afternoon game. ESPN just doesn't want to showcase a 4th and 5th place team, you know, nationally, apparently.
No, the fabled Red Sox Yankees rivalry kind of buried this weekend. You got Apple TV Plus, which nobody has. And then you've got a couple of afternoon games on a summer weekend. So yeah, not a marquee matchup anymore. And rightfully so, given where both these teams are right now. So we'll see how it all plays out. With that, we'll wrap this up. We've got our Bastards Roundtable episode coming out this weekend. We talking some Tampa Bay Rays, some, you know, little difficult situations going on for them. And after that, the Weekend Crew will have you guys Monday morning to recap this Yankees series. So until then, everyone take care.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.